AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
This is firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Introducing new Firehouse Pairs. Pair your favorite small sub with a signature side, like the awesome 5-Cheese Mac and Cheese. And remember, a portion of every purchase at Firehouse Subs goes towards helping first responders. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations only. Firehouse Subs would donate a minimum of $1 million in 2019 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.11% of every purchase.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? What's going on, brother?
Street Champs Radio, baby.
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, Hang Sangria, this your boy, N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN?
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
This is Drinks Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
Hey, Hank Sagri, hope you're sorry. This is your boy, N-O-R-E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And this
is
Drink Chats Motherfucking Podcast. Drink some beer! Yeah, how do you pronounce that beer?
Modelo?
Modelo. Yo, people drink that with like tomato pussy juice, right? Correct?
Michelada, I love that shit. It's not tomato.
Pussy juice. It's clam pussy
it sounds,
juice.
You made it sound so perverted.
It's pussy juice, Tomas.
And it's especial.
Especial. Yo, but I'm excited for this episode today.
Oh,
today
man,
we dropped
monumental.
It early. We want the beat revolt because last time we dropped the Puff Daddy episode. Revolt right. Got it first. And we enjoy that. Big up to the people at Revolt, Ramon.
Yep.
Everybody at Revolt.
Zach, what up?
Zach.
Is Shaheem's at Revolt or is he just assistant?
I think he's like a consultant.
Consultant. Okay, consultant. Shout out to Shaheem, man. He's always showing us love.
What's the check writer? The guy with the bald head. The guy with the money. We like him too.
But we don't know his name. We're
Derek. It's Derek.
Oh, it is. He's
gotta,
a CFO, I think?
CFO. You got to remember the money guy name. Yep. Big up Derek, man. Big up Ramon, everybody at Revolt. Big up to people at CBS as well.
Definitely, man.
Emily, Regina, Brian,
Greg.
You know what I'm saying? All them people up there. Big up to Randy Acker. Big up to Ali. Big up everybody, man. Our super engineer, Hazardous Sounds, Rich Blanco in the building. And we're on Revolt, man. So just in case these people don't know, our first premiere episode is this episode.
Right.
Give me a little something on the audio, a little something extra, obviously the intro and things like that. But we're on Revolt, man. We know and we're well aware that everybody don't have Revolt. But why don't you go out there and get it? Because, you know, why not? You know, we got a Cuban guy on TV. We got a black and Puerto Rican guy on TV. And we're making hip-hop news. And today,
it's monumental.
I'm proud to announce, before we get into our guest, which the people already know, we've been promoting it.
Right.
They should know if they're real Drink Champs Army. But before we get into that, my boy Fat Joe, he got a video that's dropped today exclusively on Tidal.
Joe and Remy Ma.
Remy Ma, Fat Joe, Remy Ma, Money Showers, featuring my boy Ty Dolla $ign, who's also on the Drunk Uncle Project. Go out there and get it. Singles off the forthcoming album, Plata's a Plomo, which
we broke
they
that
announced
here
on this show first.
Broke that news
so
here.
So all the Tidal subscribers, you know what I'm saying, go check it out. The video is Tidal.com.
Money Showers.
/ Money Showers. Directed by my boy Eve Rivera from Queens. You know, big him up. Reenacts the movie Players Club and features a cameo from Anthony Johnson, who appeared in the film. Fat Joe and Remy Ma previously partnered with Tidal. You know what I'm saying? Exclusively premiered their cooking
joint.
And also the music video for All the Way, Up
Remix.
Remix. They said the music video as well as All the Way Up Remix, not the video,
right,
because
right.
Jay's not going to nobody's video.
So again, go to Tidal.com / Money Showers.
Money Showers!
The video's exclusive on Tidal, man. That's our homie. That's our first
yes.
dude. I mean, we recorded Kenny Anderson first and Fat Joe second, but he was our first episode, and it was amazing.
Hit that blunt, my brother.
Nah, I already smoked mad heroin.
Yo, but yeah, big up Fat Joe, you know what I'm saying, and this Title, so it's out right now. You go to Title again, go to Title.com / Money Showers.
Right.
My boy Fat Joe, Remy Ma, Ty Dolla $ign. This is going down, man. Go to make sure you go to Title, man. And Drink Champs, we're trying to do something with Title as well. So big up Title, big up Tata, big up Shaka, big up Myth Bleak, big up
Lenny S.
Big up, you know, the big homie Hov, and everybody up there, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, definitely, man. Go to Tidal. I'm going to get him an exclusive video, too, as well. You know what I mean? But, oh, yeah, the horn ain't working. This is a good sign that Drink Champs are foul niggas. When the horn don't work, in my mind, it's going, but I'm on my water shit right now. I'm drinking a lot of water.
I'm drinking a lot of Modelo.
You're drinking a lot of Modelo.
Becoming a beer dude lately. Isn't that
weird? And also, so, yo, man, you know, like I said, we want to keep securing these hip-hop, you know, legends, these hip-hop, you know, icons. We just had Naughty by Nature. Tretch, hands down, might have took DMX Award for the most drunkest.
People were asking. I think we might have to do an award for that.
Yeah. He was the most drunkest. We first thought it was DMX. And certain people said they reminded them of DMX, you know, because of the energy. Oh, it was dope, though, man. Big up Tretch. Big up Vinny.
And it was
KG.
A long episode.
Long episode. We had to do it in two parts in a video, correct?
In the video, yeah. It was two parts. We're breaking up our extremely long videos now to two parts.
And for all the people who think that you can only see us on Revolt, that is a lie. You can see us as well on Revolt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go check us out on Revolt.
The videos are eventually going to come out on our Thirsty Thursday. So we're going to let it live on Revolt for a while.
Right.
And then eventually they're going to drop on YouTube.
Everything that you get on Revolt, including the Puff Daddy episode, will be available for you for YouTube.
Yep.
If you're fans of us, you'll be following how we do this process. And we've been kind of dope. Once again, big up to our super engineer, Hazardous Sound. Big up to our super director.
Richie
Blanco. And it's going down, man. So, like I said, these videos are not just on Revolt. These videos are on Revolt as well. And I'm excited about this episode.
No, this was monumental. We've been wanting
monumental.
To do this since we started. This is what Drink Champs was created for.
And I think I drank Patron.
You drank everything, my brother, everything.
Regular tequila and Tiger Ball.
You know
Ball.
What I just realized? Uh-huh. Whenever we record in L.A. at apartment 4B,
we drunkera.
You drink everything.
Everything. That's fucking
If someone
terrible.
Gave you dirty piss water
Big
in front
apartment
of you, take
4B.
A shot of that shit.
Big up apartment 4B for keeping me drunker.
Yo, someone said, I just noticed there's a refrigerator in the background.
Mm. Because Apartment 4B got a great aura to it. Yeah. It feels very hip hop.
I believe the
guy is from Queens. And so, you know, big it up, you know what I mean? So we're going to get into this episode, man. You know, again, you know, we just had Naughty by Nature, and for all those hip hop junkies, you know, a lot of people get, you know, just, you know, Tretch and KG or KG and Vinny. There's very seldom you got all three of them in the room. And I was so excited, you know, God bless the dead, first off. Fife Dog, you know, he's resting in peace. But the fact is, Busta Rhymes and Khans, Consequence, Khans TV, and Busta Bus sort of somewhat like filled Fife's,
that void, if it could be filled.
If it could be, it can't be filled, yeah, right. Obviously. But, you know, Busta being a big major star he is, Consequence being a major star he is, they're coming in and I would like to say pitch hitting. That's the way to call it, say it in sports.
We had DJ Scratch there too. Legendary DJ Scratch, DJ,
which I called Scratch Tour by mistake. I apologize, DJ Scratch.
What'd you call him?
Scratcher Tour. That's Busta, the other DJ. But I just thought, you know, I thought it was the same. I'm sorry. Obviously I know the difference of the DJs.
Nah, for sure.
But so big up Scratch. I'm sorry, I was just so drunk that day. And so big up Scratch. And I guess without no further ado, man, let's get into one of these commercials because we blowing up. You know what I'm saying? Let's get into one. Yo, Brian, play one of them commercials. If this is the way to go, if it's not the way to go, edit me out.
Rocket Mortgage, we famous.
Leave it in there. Those are my name. Rocket Mortgage, my people, man. I'm about to get another house just so I can get down with Rocket Mortgage. You know what I'm saying? So without no further ado, Tribe Called Quest, Drink Champs, let's get into it. Makabaya Bing Bong, Yakada Bing Bong, Baya. Hank Sangria, hope you're stopping. This is your boy N-O-R-E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And it's Drink Champs, the motherfucking podcast. Make some noise! And right now, we have a group that I grew up personally. They personally raised me. They didn't know it, but through their bars and through their lyrics, they personally raised me. I lived my life according to them. They made Queens so proud. They made Brooklyn so proud. They made New York City so proud. They made the world so proud. They was the dudes that was from my borough that was kicking shit that was for our borough, but it went globally. Every time. And they got back together and they made the most prolific, the most influential, the craziest album. I didn't skip not one record. This new album. And they got the real Fife. They didn't get no. I could tell they was in the studio together. Right. He didn't email those verses.
Nah, yeah, for real.
And I'm a part of a group, so I know how hard it is to stick together with a group. So right now, what I'm introducing is the motherfucking Tribe Called Quest. And I need everybody to make some motherfucking noise!
Legends. This is legendary.
So I gotta get straight to my back in the days in the boulevard.
Sometimes it happens.
What
was that? Uh-oh. They're beating the doors down trying
don't
to get
worry, us. Don't worry. Yo. Oh, Buster's pulled up? Mm. Back in the day. You gotta take us to that. Back in the days in the boulevard, man. You gotta take us.
I mean, well, that was like, first of all, thank you, man. You know, fam, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? So,
you ain't gotta thank me at all.
Just really appreciate it. Shit, not only for having us here, but the shit you're doing for the motherfucking culture. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
And just keeping the shit straight. But to your question and shit, you know, that was a joint that, I mean, first of all, just growing up, how we did, like, real talk, like, well, some real shit. We grew up in Jamaica, Queens and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We was right on the split between North and South Side, all that. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to America and all that. Shout out to all the niggas over there. Basie,
EFN,
40.
Don't worry about it.
You know what I'm saying? Came real. Walton, all that. Linden, all that. You know what I'm saying? So, our whole shit, when we was coming up, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know how this is. When you were a little nigga around the way, you were either...
Oh my God! Consequence, come over here. You gonna have to squeeze in. Come on, squeeze in, baby.
Come on, boy.
We gonna do it. Come on, give him his chair. Give him his chair.
What's up? Come on, man. But like I was saying, you know, you know how this is when you grow up. It's either the street shit, the ball shit, or if you had the rap shit. But so the rap shit for us, you know, we would always listen to the Cold Crush niggas or the Flashes and or Running Them. When Running Them lit it, that was the angle, and it was like the trade off with the bars, with the with the routines.
Right.
So we always came up with routines like that. That was our whole shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, the back in the days in the Boulevard of Linden was kind of like that throwback, you know, that back and forth type shit. Just within that whole tradition of MCing. So that's really what that came up with. You know, we just stick it to the roots, really.
You know? Yo, I'm going to be honest, man. You guys, if it wasn't for you, I'm going to be honest. And this is how real it is. I want everybody to pay attention and listen to what I'm about to say. In a lot of ways, I wouldn't have been who I was if it wasn't for Pharrell.
Right.
No shit. A lot of people give me credit for putting on Pharrell, but a lot of people don't.
You did.
But a lot of people don't know is I was eager and I was strong enough to listen to this guy.
Right.
And to see it. But Pharrell is a direct descendant of Tribe. Direct.
Right.
He's a direct child.
Literally.
Whether y'all claim him or not.
He says it too.
Like he's y'all stepson.
Yeah, right.
You don't remember? He was supposed to be on Beach Around the Life.
Come on, go talk to the mic.
Yeah, Pharrell was on, got a verse.
On Midnight Marauders, actually.
But then he came back for Beach when Tammy did Once Again. I coached him through the joint on Battery.
Yeah, the first joint, though, with with Pharrell was Midnight Marauders. This crazy story about Pharrell and all those dudes was we used to do shows like so back in the day, right? It's almost you know, you just take me to the essence, my nigga. So I just gotta keep it a buck in here. So,
oh man, we go.
You know
going
when
deep.
You, the, back then, right? When you was a New York rap group. Uh-huh. You'd hit the circuit.
The chilling circuit. The rap chilling circuit.
You get up, tap it, you know, Connecticut or whatever. Like, if it was a weekend, you probably do a couple joints in Connecticut. Boom, you hit Jersey. Then you hit the joint in New York. You could literally do, like, eight fucking shows in one night, right? Yeah. So the extension of that was the 95 shit. You hit the VA shit, the DMV shit.
B-more.
The Carolinas
and all that shit.
So we was heavy down there back then. So we'd always be, like, in D.C., VA area. And Pharrell would be at the shows. Backstage with motherfucking costume jewelry on and shit. Big ass boots and all that shit. I'd be backstage. I'm emotion. Him and Tammy Lincoln. And we like, y'all, I was like, I fuck with this nigga. So I was like, yo, come to the studio. So it'd be a bunch of these dudes, they come to the studio. He would be one of them that would come to the studio and
in
shit.
In Virginia?
No, he would come from VA to New York. He just started working with Teddy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Teddy Riley.
Because on the low, a lot of people don't know that he ghost produced Bumps and
Rumshaker.
Yeah. Rumshaker and all that shit. Yeah. So he was like on a come up with all that shit. So he actually first started, he put a verse up on Midnight Marauders.
Consequence of the movie is correct.
But Cons actually, his first verse was on the flip of, you know, the Chase Part 2 off of Marauders. A lot of people say that Cons was like Beast Wild's Life, but it was Ashley.
Yeah.
Him and No Name, you know what I'm saying? Off of that shit. So, you know, it's all the same time.
You know what's a fun fact? The guy, my boy that created our logo. He created Beach Time and Life.
Scam.
That's my family right there.
Mm-hmm. We need cups, brothers. Yeah. We out here looking very unprofessional. Okay, thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike Boop. Mike Boop to the rescue. Come on, because we celebrating Tribe album number one in 21 countries. Am I correct?
Yo, nigga, this is the tunnel era. We don't drink that no motherfucking cup, nigga. You take that shit to the head.
We take it to the bottle. Everybody have an AO bottle. Everybody have an AO bottle.
Shit,
you figure
right.
Hey, what's your bottle? Nigga. Yo, well, we got word that Busta Rhymes might be here too. But listen,
it's the era.
I'm too old, nigga.
I
want a motherfucking cup, nigga. Thank you, my nigga.
This one here. About that.
There you go.
So how we do it? How the fuck did you guys make a 1990 Now album?
By staying them.
I don't know if y'all understand, because it sound like the 90s, but it sound like
right now.
What the fuck was you drinking, Tim? Cause I need to drink that too. What? And did you produce the whole album?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I need a Q-tip.
Wow.
I definitely need a Q-tip. You know I'm retired, right?
What you mean you retired?
I'm
retired.
What does that even mean?
But hold on, we're gonna stay on y'all. How the fuck did y'all make? Yo, that shit sounds so old, but so new.
Yeah.
What kind of pocket was y'all in? Please.
I mean,
and you rapping, Jerobi. A lot.
Yeah.
A lot. Yo, could please describe to me y'all feeling how that transpired.
I mean, you know, we have a way of doing shit.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? There's a definite aesthetic.
Mm.
Like a core of values and shit that we operate in.
Mm.
And it don't matter what year it is, that's what's gonna happen.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
One of the things that we definitely talked about on the top was like, okay, we need to make it sound familiar and shit, but not be no throwback, like, you know what I'm saying? Not be no
fucking... Yeah, wasn't.
Yeah, no... Or trying to fake the new wave. Or trying to fake the new wave, like, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all kept it new. All of y'all went number one in 21 countries? Am I correct? It might be 37.
I'm in New York because I get the shit still.
Yeah, he was on it from the beginning.
Yo,
he hit me that morning.
Did I hit you like 6 o'clock in the morning? Yeah. I said, did you hear Tribe shit? Because Busta tried to play me. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Busta said, yo, pre-order the album. I said, why don't I pre-order the album?
What you mean? Wait, back that up. What you mean, my nigga? Like, what? Like, how? Like,
Because I hit Busta and I did something. I forget what it was. And it was together, and it was like the first time y'all like kind of announced, like, you know, fighting out here, so you know we gonna have consequence. We gonna have Busta Rhymes be there, and I see something, and I hit Bust, and he said, "You better pre-order the album." I said, "I don't pre-order shit, nigga. I'm buying the shit as soon as it drops."
Yeah,
right.
But I bought it, and I ain't gonna lie to you. This is why I know.
Busta.
This is why I know the album is crazy. Because, and this is, listen, all humbleness aside. All humbleness aside, I was always a fan of Tribe. I always looked up to y'all, and I always wanted to follow what y'all did.
Oh, man.
But now I'm a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So when I hear the album, I say, damn, I still want to follow them niggas. That's real shit. I was like, yo, I hit you 6 a.m.
Mad early. I was just wiping the sleep out my eyes.
Why are you asleep? Tribe just dropped the album last night. He's like, I already know it's crazy. I said, no, it's crazy. And you thought it was crazy.
And I rolled down and started listening to it, and I hit a review.
And big up Drain. Big up Drain, because Drain also told
me. Yeah, he told me too. Drain, two of his
closest buddies. Big up Drain, our camera guy, our fucking staff. And you was on it too early. So you stayed up at midnight like I did?
With this generation.
And my brother kept it too.
At midnight. Yeah. At midnight. I'm like, who is asleep right now? Why? Why? Doesn't make sense. Tribe dropped a new joint. Oh my God. Yo, listen to me, my dude. That's how I know you guys got it. Still got it. Because, you know, a lot of people, after you got 10 years in this game, they want to count you out. They want to call you old.
Yeah.
But we transcend that.
Fuck yeah.
I don't even know if I make sense.
Yo, nigga, let's do this. To transcend this, nigga.
Motherfucker, make some noise for Charcoal Quest.
Transcendence.
Because you know why, Tep? Let me just tell you something, Tep. You guys are the epitome of what hip hop is supposed to be. An epitome, I mean, I remember the first time I was ever offended was when, and I'm sorry, I'm going into a little dark.
Go, nigga, go.
But Lupe Fiasco.
Ooh.
They rehearsed, what was it, Lupe? Yeah. And they rehearsed your shit, and then he came out and he didn't know the lyrics. Am I correct? Was that Lupe?
Yeah.
That was the hip hop honors, right?
I was so offended. Because he said, well, I really wasn't a fan of Tribe. Stop it, Slime. Slime, your whole style is Tribe. Just say you was high, Slime. I would have respected that. And I got love for Lupe.
Moment. That's a bro right there.
I love Lupe. Yeah. Lupe, please. Yeah. Don't kid cut me.
He ain't doing that. It's not his fan.
But Lupe, that moment when they fucked up the Tribe vocals, I was so mad.
Did y'all discuss that after?
Let me tell you about that. So when we spoke about it, I think if my memory serves me correctly, I think he could have reached out to me, or I could have reached out to him, because I saw niggas was on him.
He was getting lambasted.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I was like, that's the young bruh. So right. Let me just reach out, it's all good, and we was talking. Right. He was like, I believe, because it was such a long time ago, but the sentiment of it was like, I ain't never mean no offense, you know that. Right. OG, I probably fucked up. I was like, it's all good, brother. He's like, I never came up on y'all. I came up on Spice One, and I came up on, he was mad ratchet shit. Now, I was like, okay, I did, because you know why? Because I'm going to take a man for his word when he say it to me initially. I'm not going to give him a demerit. I'm not going to give him a demerit, because he ain't never really did nothing to me personally or otherwise for me to
think.
So I took his word for it, right? So he's a young boy at the time. So I'm just, we talking and
shit. Pick you up, Lupe.
So he said at one point in the conversation, he's like, I see you try to teach me a lesson. He laughed, and we both had a little laugh, about it. It was just always cool with bro. It never was a problem, but we spoke about it, and he came up off of it. And shouts out to Lupe.
Big up Lupe, man, because I was mad at you that week. Big you up. But let me just tell you something. The beautifulness about your album, this new album, is when I heard it, I heard where Kanye got his shit from.
Wow.
I heard where Pharrell got his shit from. I heard where Noriega got his shit from. Yeah. I heard where Mobb Deep got his shit from. Ooh. I heard where Nas got his shit. Like, I was like, damn, these niggas is the fathers of everybody.
And there's mad layers to the album, too. Mad layers to it.
You know what made me cry? The Fife Dawg song.
Yeah, that was hard.
That made me cry, because I want to big up Fife Dawg. And I remember one day, Q-Tip.
Fife fuck with you, too.
Yeah, that's my name. I remember one day, Q-Tip and Fife was going through some shit, and me and Pong was going through some shit at the same exact time. And I called Tip, and I was like, what's up, man? He said, you know how it is being partners. Your partner's crazy, and guess what? You're crazy, too.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And it made so much sense, man. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to thank you guys for raising us in hip-hop.
Straight up.
You know what I'm saying? A Tribe Called Quest. People who don't know, I feel sorry for them. But people who do know, we need to celebrate y'all, not just today, but every day. Every day we need to sit back and say what the Tribe did for the culture and the community is nobody, there's no other group that, so is this the last Tribe Called Quest album? Because the fact that Fife is not here, rest in peace, Fife.
I mean, it's just, I guess we still kind of like, you can't even really think about another Tribe without that man, what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. Like, that shit would have to be something else totally different, you know what I'm saying? Because that man is just like, he was the motor.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
I feel like you want to talk. Go ahead.
I miss my dude, at the same time, I'm so fucking proud, dude, because the fucking way that he went out,
my nigga went out on top.
He went out spazzing and having fun, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just funny because a lot of the shit we talking about, it's real and it's kind of dark and shit.
Right.
But at the same time, it's not, this shit don't sound oppressive. It could be a downer, what I'm saying? But this shit still,
Right.
And Fife being the nigga that he was is a big part of the reason the tone was so, you know what I'm saying? Like it is.
A fan hit me on Twitter the other day, and they heard Bo knows this. Yeah. Bo knows that. Yeah. But Bo don't know Jack. Because Bo can't rap. And he said, yo, you, Fife Dawg bid off for Nori. I said, relax, buddy. I bid off for Fife. Because, you know, what it is now with the podcast, my records is new now.
Right, so now my records
are back charting. I had to tell a nigga, I said, listen, Sly. I don't know if you know, but they raised me.
Yeah. Straight.
Those is my hip hop fathers.
No, you like going shopping and buying all the food?
Yep, yes, I do.
Do you do it or does your wife do it?
No, I do. I like to go.
You like to go? Well, you know about Blue Apron?
I heard about Blue Apron. I heard it's Poppington.
Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country.
I heard.
Blue Apron's mission is to make the incredible home cooking accessible to everyone.
And I heard it's gourmet, right?
Actually, sounds incredible. It's very gourmet. Blue Apron achieves this by supporting a more sustainable food system, setting the highest standards for ingredients, and building a community of home chefs.
Sounds great.
Make me even sound smart.
Continue.
Blue Apron has established partnerships with over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranchers across the United States. And as a result, seafood is sourced sustainably under standards developed in partnership with the Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch.
Like that.
Those are your peoples?
Yep. Beef, chicken, pork come from responsibly raised animals.
Produce is sourced from farms that practice regenerative farming.
That's a big word.
Blue Apron can be delivered to 99% of the continental U.S. and 99.5% of food deserts.
That's wild.
Because Blue Apron ships the exact amount of each ingredient you require for the recipe, they are reducing food waste.
And you're going to lose some weight, too.
That's right. Cooking together builds strong family bonds. Research shows that Blue Apron families cook nearly 3 times more often together.
That's dope.
Ali was telling us that himself.
Yeah, a friend of ours is saying that he's been using it for 2 years straight.
Definitely. Those who spend a lot at restaurants or at high-end grocery chains can now spend under $10 per person for delicious meals.
I respect that.
Now check out this week's menu and get your first 3 meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/drink. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. Go to blueapron.com/drink. That's blueapron.com/drink.
And drinks is not included.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million black businesses initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds from Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper N.O.R.E. and DJ EFN.
Consequence, man. What's going on, man?
Everything Gucci, nigga.
You looking in the zone. How,
it's Queens all day.
I know you've been in L.A.
You know what it is. It's Queens all day.
I know you've been in L.A. You've been in contact with Kanye. Is he okay?
He good.
He got blonde hair now, too, is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we go. Fresh out the frying pan, huh?
Is he okay?
He good. He gonna be, we niggas. We done been through worse, nigga. Niggas done got sprayed with water hoses, man.
How real is that? How real is that?
Yeah, it befuddled me, beloved.
Shit real out here, man. It been real.
So, it not been real. How did you feel when he called out Jay-Z? Did you thought it was a problem, or you thought that, like, ah?
Listen, I mean, look, him and
Jay-Z. You said you were drunk with power, because you with the Drinking Champs.
Look.
Now you calling us the Drinking Champs?
No, he said it
in the rap.
Yeah, I was mad at
that. Look, him and Jay got their own relationship, and right. that's going to iron itself out. You know what I'm saying? They grown men, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just, we live in a day and time where cons, I can be mad at you, but I'm supposed to tell you.
Well, the thing is this. When you, everybody,
this Drink Chats, we have real talk.
Yeah, and so the thing is, like, when you curb certified, you live by a certain G code. We in a new.
What did he say? He said, "Q-Tip, don't try to correct me." He said something like that. Come on, Tip. I gotta get to the bottom.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what did he say? What did he say, Tip? Mic right there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he said, "What'd you say?"
He said, "Don't try to correct me. I love you."
What did he mean by that, though?
I mean.
What, you called him and tried to...
Yeah, man, I mean, like, real talk, like, you know, that's my brother, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with him, the whole shit, so police? He said it's the police.
Yo,
you stupid, nigga. He's like, police.
I know it's police.
I mean, you heard voices. You heard voices.
Quieting it down and shit. Because
you heard voices and shit.
But yo, come on, give him another chair. Why, little boy, everything on Christmas, Curry, and Chris.
What's your mind in this? What's your mind in this?
Flatbush, boxing.
They're going to have mint lemonade to blood clot.
Do you want me to spice it?
Yo,
Brownstool.
Yeah.
Curry. Respect, brethren.
What club?
Blood club.
EFN.
Time check.
So, Tip, let's go.
Yes, sir.
So,
also, shout out DJ Scratch is in the building.
DJ Scratch at all.
The best motherfucking
DJ Scratch. And we're at apartment 4B. In case you don't know that.
DJ Scratch. But here we go.
Scratch.
Not Scratch at all.
DJ Scratch.
No, wait. The best DJ in the world.
Wait.
Scratch.
So
Shaheem Reed in the motherfucking
building. Shaheem. So, here we go. So. You know what I'm saying? I reached out to the nigga on just a personal. You know, he got on stage. He said what he had to say. You know what I'm saying? And I will continue to reach and talk to my niggas personal. You know what I'm saying? I'm never going to. I'm not. We not from that pedigree that we talk to niggas like publicly airing shit out. Yeah. Now that's my man. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's my family. So we gonna have our talk, and we gonna be all right. You know what I'm saying? So that's all. That's all it was. It wasn't really, you know.
Nah, you're a classy nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
You're a classy nigga, Q-Tip.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest.
I am a nigga with class.
I don't know why. When he said that, he was like, yo, Jay-Z, don't stick your killers on me. And then he said, call it. He should have said it about you, too.
Right.
You got killer niggas.
Yeah. I do, but I mean, I don't
get it. You got killer niggas from Queens.
But my niggas, but we don't.
Because we fuck with Charcoal
but
Press.
But you know what it is? Mm-hmm. Like, we just move. We just move as musicians, my niggas. It's artists. It's niggas who got. We came from. From the bottom, all the way. Everybody know what it is.
I know you know what it is.
You know what it is. You know how we raised and all that. But there's no need for a nigga to stand on that and flaunt that. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Any nigga I know came from that is trying to get up out there. So
get away from
like,
that shit.
You know, you comforted. You know your experience and all that. But for us, it's like we just trying to do this music, my nigga. Like, and that's it. All that extra shit is just extra shit, my nigga. You know, there ain't nothing to be celebrating, posting, tweeting, trying to get looks and vibes off of. That shit is corny.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't rock like that. Well, we said it. Can I kick it? You know what I'm saying? It's like if a nigga disses, we won't think of what. It's almost like Ghost said, if I got a problem with a man, I'm going to see the man and we're going to have a conversation. Yeah. And it's going to be
That's it.
Hopefully one way, not another way. Nobody want it really the other way. Mm. Nobody do.
Nobody.
But we're going to definitely, as men, respect a man and be like, yo, my nigga, is it this? Is it this? Or how are we? And we have a conversation. That's it.
Yeah. Right.
That's just the
basic fucking
morals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. You know that goes back to the code and ethics that we fucking carry shit about,
The rapper with the idea of it. Respect Godfather.
Mm. Bossa.
Yo, listen, I'm gonna be honest.
When I listen to the album, be honest.
Yeah, be honest.
There's nobody who sounded happy on the album than Bossa. Yo, but listen,
there was nobody on
that. Ice in here?
Yeah, we got ice.
No hot liquor, my nigga.
Nobody was.
We got like 3 ice cubes right here.
Doing that shit to me today, bro.
Yo, but Boss. And, you know, Fat Joe recently gave me my TS chain, as small as a motherfucker, right?
But choker.
But you ain't speak to Macho about that?
No, Macho not around no more. Pick him up, though. I love Macho.
Okay.
But, so he recently gave me my TS chain. I've been down with these niggas 20 years, and I finally got a TS chain, right?
Randy Acker in the building.
I've seen a lot of people that had TS chains that really wasn't TS, and I used to hate.
There we go.
But it feels like when Busta Rhymes, you officially a tribe member.
Ice.
Now. And to me, it felt like you're still a kid, like in a sense, Bust. I don't know this, but you know you're my brother. But it was like you were still a kid. It's like, this is what you wanted to be. Am I correct or no?
Nigga, you hit that shit in the center of the bullseye like
that. Yeah.
Like, this guy's ill. This guy's ill, right?
20 years to make you a tribe member. It took him 20 years.
No, it took longer than that, nigga. Longer than that.
Yeah, because I ain't going to lie. It took me like 25 years to get a TS chain. So, go ahead.
You want ice?
But the good shit about it, though, was... The good shit about it was they always made me feel like I was in tribe any motherfucking way. And that's why I ended up on so many tribe records. Because whenever me and Leaders wasn't getting along, I'd come right to their studio and be like, all right, fuck y'all niggas. Y'all niggas want to act funny. You want to act funny? Y'all niggas want to stunt on me? I'm going to my brothers. And they going to open the door, roll out the red carpet. They going to let me rhyme on every record that I want to get on, even though they didn't let me rhyme on every record I want to get on. And, you know, I was made to feel like how I wasn't made to feel in my own crew. But the beautiful thing is shit is back right with me and the old crew. You know, Leaders is
love. That's dope.
Everything is beautiful.
That's dope.
Leaders is doing an album of conglomerate.
There's never... Maybe, brother.
Yeah, let's do it.
Maybe. But I've never felt happier in a group than I felt what being a part of my brothers like this table.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. And now, Tip, I'm going to go back to you. Why?
Hey, I was getting ready to say, yo, what the mother, what the mother?
No.
You got to hold something. You got to hold something. Okay, you got that. All right, cool.
You break my heart.
No, I do Tiger Bone. I can't do Patron.
No. Hold up. Listen. Let me explain something. Hold up. Wait. Hold on.
It's about to get the Drink Champs Challenge. Drink Champs Challenge.
That's an emphatical now cipher, y'all. Emphatical now cipher. Yeah, y'all.
There we go.
Fuck you mean you making rules now? How you drink, what you could drink, what you can't drink. You foul nigga.
You know what the crazy shit is? I can't even argue with this nigga.
This nigga can't do that.
You ever have a friend where you can't argue with?
Yeah, the nigga gave me Tiger Bone in Circle House Studio. I went in the bathroom.
For 2 hours.
I ain't come back out of there for 2 hours. Yo, I bullshit you not. Literally, I went and sat in that motherfucking toilet.
You got your life together.
I just went to sleep. Off that fucking Tiger Bone.
I got it right here.
Yeah, I ain't fucking with the Tiger Bone tonight, dog. Nah, you know what? I'm going to sip it because we're going to make you sip the drone.
We're going to have it.
Salute.
I can't believe I'm doing it. Yo, Q-Tip, I really love y'all.
You got it from here. Thank you for your service.
That's what we do. Drove me. Consequence.
That's what we do.
Tequila,
that's what we do.
Salute. But don't you hate it because you do that, my nigga. That nigga got to sip that shit like a port.
I'm going to be honest.
Come on, baby.
Oh.
We're in California.
We're in California. And as a kid growing up from Queens, I never knew El Segundo was a real place.
You see this?
Yo,
we didn't know either.
You see this?
Yeah.
Nigga, y'all left your wallet there. What are you talking about? Y'all ain't know. Y'all left your wallet in El Segundo. Why did y'all leave your wallet in El Segundo, son?
Because Fred Sanford, that nigga.
What? Fred Sanford's from El Segundo?
No, listen, no.
Red Fox?
Red Fox.
No.
So Sanford and Son, right? Yeah. You see that shit, like, I don't know what niggas know that shit going on YouTube, whatever, Sanford and Son. No, like, the niggas, Red Fox would be like, Son, Lamont, you gonna stay home with me tonight? There's a great movie coming on Channel 5. It's Godzilla 8, El Segundo, or some shit like that. Right?
Yeah.
So he would say it all the time.
That's what you call it.
So it's like San Francisco inside joke.
Running jokes.
Yeah. Esther, I'm going to leave you in El Segundo. You keep coming in. You know, he always making El Segundo references on that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I wonder what that meant for him.
I don't know what it meant for him.
I've never heard of him.
No.
Yo, this sounded wild.
I'm that much of a bozo.
No, you weren't actually.
It's just like, it was one of those things.
So you're telling me.
He's telling you didn't lose his wallet.
You've never been to actual El Segundo at that time where y'all made that
right? No.
So you just telling me
he just crushed his childhood. He envisioned you losing.
Like we thought it was like some imaginary shit.
Yeah.
It sounded like some wild bugged out shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? So like, yo, El Segundo, that's ill, nigga. El Segundo, nigga. What the fuck is an El Segundo? Like, you know what I mean? That's what
that's
thinking.
What everybody in hip hop said when y'all said it. We're like, where the fuck is El Segundo?
Shout out El Segundo.
It's like I went some nigga hired me a party for Rancho Cucamonga. I was like,
it's Bugs Bunny to say that shit.
What you doing? We celebrating Tri-Core Quest tonight. Okay, now I need to get into it. Bonita Apple Bone. Bonita Apple Bone.
Yes.
Y'all put me on. Did y'all know what y'all did to Queens? I'm just keeping it 100. I'm sorry, Bus, because you like half from Queens, you got Long Island in you. Did y'all know what that record did to the Coliseum?
To talk.
To the Coliseum, to the Coliseum?
That's when Mysteries was popping.
what you seeing right now, son? What's the vision? What's the vision? What it look like? What you seeing?
No, I think that's before the Q Club.
It is.
This was...
Nah, the Q was rocking.
The best.
And on the new album, you sampled a little bit of Bonita Apple Bone on one. What record was that?
Enough.
The Break.
On Enough.
Beyonce Flavor.
Yo, Q-Tip. Yeah. And you the producer?
Yes, sir.
I never had a Q-Tip beat. I'm just throwing that out there.
But you wasn't on the Tribe album.
You don't give
I wasn't a Tribe, so it eats it out. But we could just praise you.
Okay, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Remix.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You produce Benita Up and Bone, too?
Yes, sir.
Yo. What was in your mind? Like, did you smoke drugs? Like, was
yes,
it drugs?
Yes, sir.
Tell us what drugs you were
smoking. I was smoking weed, man.
Oh, yeah? And how did... Because I get it was a sample, but how did you... You gotta put me on.
I don't know, nigga.
Because you know, like the South niggas.
Tell them how, yo. They follow tell them, chill. Tell them how old you was when you were the first time you wrote that.
Oh, 15.
Wow.
Wait, what?
15.
Well, I don't know what's going on right now. Wait.
No.
And these niggas is 30 making a.
You heard
the mumble rap.
Yo. You see why I asked? Yo. It's the first time.
Funny thing is, what song is that?
Them.
And you wrote Benita Applebone at 15?
Applebone?
What? Applebone, man.
He's from Queens.
Wait, what?
That nigga thinking Tiger Bone. That nigga said Benita Applebone, nigga. Listen, yo, open the Tiger Bone up there, son.
Oh. You gonna let the tiger out this early?
Fuck it, man.
Oh.
I ain't fucking with it. You need a sip of that.
That's not the
way it works. How does it work? How does it work?
Everybody got to be out.
Oh my God.
We celebrating. Look, this shit got keys in it?
Who keys is those? Yo, what you doing, my nigga? What you doing?
Yo, I never seen that before.
Let me tell y'all something.
That shit is dangerous, nigga.
On Drink Champs. Listen, everybody focus in on Drink Champs.
Don't live stream anybody.
No Snapchat. We're gonna snuff you, Snapchat. At the end of the day, Drink Champs is about giving the artists flowers when they can smell them.
While they can enjoy it.
And giving them trees when they can inhale them. We don't interview new niggas because I don't have new stories. So we interview legends. When we started this, the most requested guest is you brothers right
here. Yeah, straight up.
And what I want to do is this whole time that y'all blessing us with, I want to praise you brothers. Because we ain't these other outlets. These other outlets, you can go, you can do their outlet, and you go, and somebody step on your sneaker and you smack him. They got a report on that.
Slime don't got a report on that.
Hey. Slime, my father told me, you see what you like in a person first. So if they violate that, then they should be shot. But you see what you like in the person first. You respect them on that. They don't never have to cross that line. I've done this business 19 years. War Report dropped in 1997. So I'm approaching 20 years. And what I saw was there wasn't an outlet for us to salute us. There wasn't. It just wasn't. I seen Charles Barkley. We seen Kenny Smith. We seen Shaquille O'Neal. And I said, damn, this is a DJ. Miami's Mixtape King. We had a show already. And I said, let's do a show just saluting the legends. The legends. Let's keep this shit alive. I don't even want to rhyme no more. But let's keep this shit alive. This is, I got to realize my importance on the chessboard. And I did. So I want to give back to the culture. And there's nothing more giving back to the culture from what I'm doing right now. Sitting down with you brothers.
Right here.
Breaking down how this album came out, how this album came up, and we're gonna have a shot
a fucking. We don't have to. If you don't want to have a shot at Tiger, because I want to. I got to dig in you. Because you did movies with Janet Jackson and shit like that.
Yeah, my nigga, yes. Like,
you got to ask about that.
Yeah, no, did you speak? You spoke to Lars?
But who? Lars Professor?
Yeah.
No,
maybe
he's coming
call a nigga
up
on the phone real quick and ask him about
that. But now that you spoke about Lars, this is what I want to ask you. This is a personal, direct question to you. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to smoke a bogey in here and violate the whole atmosphere.
It's all good.
One love. I don't know. Just take it there.
That shit is insane. That,
so, it was summer. And I already heard.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
That's why I wanted to do this shit.
Son and shit, you know what I'm saying? And you know me, Paul, and Pete.
When you say Paul.
When I say Paul, it's Lars Professor.
Please.
When I say Pete, I say Pete Rock.
That's some rich. You see,
listen.
That was some rich conversation. Listen, make some noise for this rich conversation.
And everybody's sitting at the table, Cons, Drobe, Buzz, we all, you know, everybody verified the shit.
But nobody knows who this kid is.
So son, he spazz on fucking barbecue, right?
The barbecue.
Live at the barbecue.
It's not Jesus.
Now, here's the thing. Like, if you go back to that period, niggas was talking about, you know what I'm saying, niggas, y'all like the nigga Akinola, but the nigga, it was unanimous that Son had it. But niggas was still talking about the whole shit, you know what I'm saying? Yo, the nigga, and I like Wild Professor shit, he talk about Bill Blass, right? So, when I finally got up with Lars Professor and shit, you know, we just did a lot of the A-like shit, you know, on the beats and shit, because looking at the front door, we had did that shit, Footprints and all that shit. So, and also, there's a couple of beat shit, like some beat geek shit we had lined up or whatever. So he was like, yo, I don't really want to take son around to too many niggas, but he got to come sit with you.
And this is
he's talking about Nas.
Okay, and no, I know.
So yeah, his Lost Professor said it. Okay. I was like, well, all day, so...
And
we still in the hood,
already?
My nigga. We still living in the hood. We still around the way.
I was going with him.
He was with me.
First started going.
Please.
Right here was when the first time he probably came to the studio was the session. Was the one love session. So boom. So
what?
That's the first.
We still around the way, right?
That's the first time. Normal shit.
That's the first time.
But I want to paint the picture.
No, nigga, hold on.
I want to paint the picture.
Every moment.
I want to paint the picture. I want to paint the picture because we still. This is what 90. 92, kind of.
That should have been around.
And I'm in jail. I'm in jail.
It was 91.
Oh, wow.
Please,
don't leave that now.
Okay. We're talking about New York City in 91, right? That was the hottest year in recorded history. Murder, crime. It was crazy. Niggas was getting left where they stood, left and right, my nigga. Like, we still living in the hood, right?
Still in the hood.
So we right around the way. We got a little fort. You know, niggas got, we got our own little shit happening around there.
My cup party.
Paul was coming. I mean, you know, Lodge was coming in and out. So I was like, yo. He was like, where? I was like, where? So bring him by. So we was at Fife House. We were set up in Fife House. Our equipment was set up in Fife House
saying,
in the basement. I heard him off of.
Okay,
and then Lodge came to me specifically and asked me if I had something for him. And that he was a fan and wanted to fuck around. I was like, cool. So that day, Fife was at the crib. So, you know, his grandmother will always let me in the crib and shit, grandma. Yeah. R.I.P. grandma. You know what I'm saying? And
R.I.P. grandma.
We was down in the basement. It was summer. Niggas was outside. Shit was going on, whatever. So Paul came through with Akinola and Nas. So we in the basement and shit, and we finally... Was you there, Light?
No.
Yeah. Oh, my nigga Light Show. Shouts out Light Show. Best
time.
All that. Flat Bush and all that.
Believe that.
Okay, I got you, boy. So let me wrap this. So niggas downstairs, so we go through, and the first shit I played was the One Love shit.
Nah, stop.
So we
stop,
you know, Chip. We smoked out, whatever.
Stop, Chip. You giving us like...
That was the first joint, and so it was just like...
First joint. Hold on. So you played it. Now take us from there. He played it. His reaction.
So Son's puffing. He's like, yo, play that shit again. So we played it. You know, I could do. We all vibing it, and Paul was like, yo, that shit is ill. And he was like, yo, that's it. That's the, we gotta just get right to that. It wasn't even no more conversation. We stayed getting high. It was,
so he,
it was,
he recorded.
Niggas hung out for a little bit. We went to the store, went to No Name or whatever. And then the niggas bounced, and that was it. And then, like, the next day, Paul hit me. We exchanged. He was like, yo, we gotta do that. That was the one. And he had scribed the shit up. I gave it to him. He hit it, and that was it. We went in the studio. Cons came with me.
So you wasn't there when he laid the verses?
No, yeah, hell yeah. He went back and wrote the shit. I guess he went back around the way.
He smoked me out, dog. He had like an ounce of Princess Black.
Come on, the mic right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he smoked me out. Like at the time, me and Tip lived next door to each other. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So every morning he'd get up, like he's about to make a move or whatever. So he'd be like, skew! And then, you know what I mean? He'd call me out the window. I'd be like, oh, so, make a, you know, he's about to motion to the city or whatever. So he had been telling me about Nas or whatever. He's like, yo, this kid Nas, I'm telling you. And this is like, niggas still had the tapes and everything.
And what year? You remember?
Was that still before Back to the Grill Again?
No, this is after. I'm gonna tell you, because I was in high school still with the on me. So it's 93.
Oh, yeah.
It's 93. I mean, that's what I'm
saying. Yeah. 91 is Check the Rhyme. 91 is Check. 92. No, it didn't. Illmatic come out 94. Illmatic is out 94. Illmatic out 94.
94, yeah. Definitely 94.
Illmatic out 94. Trust me, man. I was like,
yeah, no, definitely 94.
The first Leaders album came out in 91. The second Leaders album came out in 93.
Yeah.
Nas wasn't out yet.
Yeah, Nas wasn't out yet.
94.
Nas wasn't out yet. Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, look, P, look, that's what I wanted to build on what he was saying. Like, yo, we used to have 192 in Linden, like, nothing you ever saw before in life. Like, I remember he used to have Hurricane G on the corner with us. Mm. You know what I mean?
Because that's like, our natural, you know, to be in the corner. Like,
yeah.
Go ahead. Like, what a mural is, the beautiful shit about
with
like,
fighting
what a mural,
murals.
What a mural
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
That's where we stood. Literally where we stood.
Wow.
I battle run right where the mural is at.
Wait, tell me. Let's stop this.
Yo.
Wait, stop. You fucked me up with
you
that.
You was out there.
Remember though, I wasn't
you was out there. Yo, you don't even know.
You said you replicated.
I'm gonna tell you how it went down.
Break it down,
because
you remember that's what
Cheeks and Spank want the battle fight.
Cheeks and Spank want the battle fight.
Cheeks and
from Lost Boy.
Yeah. Cheeks and the Lost Boy used to ride with Spank G.
Yeah,
know what I mean?
Spank G's from Ron Alway.
Spank G, nice. Spank G, nice. Shout out to Spank G. Both of them was ill. This one, Mr. Cheeks was co-Cheeks. You know what I mean? They used to do the organized rap. You know what I mean? So you pulled up a Rumble Stillskin when you still had the pants.
Oh, shit, Rumble.
Know what I mean? Man Run got out on my block with the 190 Gold E.
With the Gold
190 E. And this is how I even ended up. Because you came back and told him what I did. Mm. You don't even remember.
I don't remember that. You're talking about when
he battle run from Run DMC.
I don't remember. That's the first
time.
He wasn't there.
We had apartment 4B, too. Just want to throw that out there. And big up to Moet. What's my people's name?
And a bunch of, at the time, I'm going to tell you, everybody's riding like that effect. That's how I cut
them. They was looking for Fife, but they ain't battle.
No, that's how I cut them, because you
They was looking for him.
And I was just describing like how the boulevard was as far as like you bring like Hurricane G through. Bringing everybody through. Like, I remember Rosie Perez.
Death Squad heard
Rosie
AG, right?
Look. Rosie Perez knocked on my door looking
don't
for
me. Don't worry. If you miss your flight, I got you. Like, we rich.
Wait, what'd you just say?
I said Rosie Perez knocked on my door looking for him. With the titties out. I was like, oh, my God.
Crazy.
What you saying, Robot Rosie Perez? Rosie Perez came looking for him.
Yo, Tip, you been
knocking on my door.
We have. Let me ask you, Tip. Listen, so you
respect the Rosie. All love the Rosie. All love the Rosie.
How was it kissing Janet?
I mean, when she came to the crib, it was like white man can't jump. Came to the crib.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's LEESA.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper N.O.R.E. and DJ EFN.
How was it kissing Janet Jackson?
I mean, it was great.
Describe it for us.
I mean,
that
he wants to know everything.
That's Penny, man. That's Penny, man.
You
miss Penny, man. That's Penny, man.
It's great, exactly. It's Penny. It's Penny.
And she made Pac take an AIDS test, but she did not make you take an AIDS test.
Yeah, no, the shit. So here's the thing, right? So we was doing a movie.
Damn, Nori.
So
I love this shit.
Let me clean it real quick because I got to bounce in a minute.
Let's get straight to it.
All right, Dad, I got it. Give me a second.
You got to.
We doing the poetic justice shit.
Yes.
So we chilling and shit. Me and Pac out there, we chilling or whatever. So we did rehearsals or whatever, and I forget what the album. I think it was All Eyes. No, I think it was I can't remember which album.
Me Against the World.
Yeah, I think it was Me Against the World, actually. So we were out there, we chilling and shit. So we had a table reading and shit. Then me and the nigga, we chilling, smoking, whatever, whatever, whatever. Then we was all, we, me and him. Yo, that's motherfucking Petty, nigga. I was like, I know, nigga, this fucking Petty.
No, no.
We both going off like that. So whatever.
He said, that's Petty?
Yeah.
Like I just said to you, nigga,
yes,
that's Petty. God damn it. Let's make some noise.
That is dope.
So boom. So we in Simi Valley.
City Valley.
You know what Simi Valley is?
No, I don't.
Simi Valley is where they made the decision on Rodney King.
Rodney King, right?
Oh, wow.
This is the night the decision came in, my nigga.
Oh, wow.
We in Simi Valley. Yeah, Simi Valley.
You and Pac.
No.
Oh.
Pac, this is, I just gave you a little precursor.
Oh, okay.
To how, you know, this
you talking about Penny.
Me and Penny and John Singleton and all the extras and the gaffers and everybody's in motherfucking Simi Valley. Right? So we shooting the joint.
Uh-huh.
So we go through the Kiss shit. We do that shit 10, 11 times. The shit is cold outside. Like, keep us on hold out there. Because now niggas are starting to riot back in the city.
Because
the decision came.
Air.
And we're in Simi Valley. The courthouse was like 2 miles up from where we were shooting.
Get the fuck out of here.
So they didn't want us to move. They wanted to keep the set kind of, you know, static until they got a read on what was happening around because the riot started popping or whatever. So we out there, we keep just doing a scene.
Mm.
Keep kissing and shit, right? So then,
is your tongues touching?
Yeah, nigga.
Let me shake your hand again. Let me shake your hand. Damn it.
Read up, show.
Yo, this nigga kissed Penny.
Yo, we
make some noise.
You gotta make some noise for tongue kissing and tugging.
He went to first base with Penny.
So, we both get the sniffles and all that shit.
Oh, shit.
Poor thing. Right?
I'm about to ask you if you
so
smashed
here we
Janet,
go.
But
I mean, that was my girl. That was my girl. Man, I mean, after a while, I mean, everybody
five,
know that.
God damn it. Yeah. I'm getting another five.
Damn,
you
went,
know that? You were smashing a lot of Hollywood things out there.
Who,
come
me?
On. It's just getting weird.
Yeah. You know, I got your way to go.
Okay.
But that was my girl, though. But anyway.
But
let me, because I want to get to the pop shit. So we caught a fucking cold and shit. Well, everybody damn near seemed like. But I definitely, she was sick. I was sick, whatever.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know what that decision was on her part to be like, he has to get an AIDS test, but she definitely was like, well, if I'm going to, like, kiss with him and he's going to, you know, I got to make sure that da-da-da-da-da. And me and the nigga was talking about it. I went to his trailer. He was like, yo, don't you know they asked me to take a motherfucking AIDS? Nigga was hot. He was
mad.
Hot.
Right.
I was like, what?
And this
he's like, I could see if I was fucking a bitch, then I understand. But the scene ain't even done it. You know how Pac is. You know
man animated.
Yeah, that's how
I
he
never
was.
Met Pac.
Oh, you never met him?
No.
Yeah, that's how the nigga was.
Oh, yeah.
Buster used to rock with him.
What was this
well,
after
heavy,
the Sauce
heavy,
Awards?
Heavy.
The incident?
That was before. That was before.
This is before the
yeah,
Sauce Awards.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the
yeah,
Sauce Awards incident was
yeah,
just like.
We have to break
it was
that
just,
down.
It was a miss.
Yeah.
It was a miscommunication yeah. in the backstage.
Tell
shit.
Us about it,
too. Oh, that's right.
So we won an award or whatever. And we going on an accepted award. And they gave the nigga the green light to go on and perform. Mm. So he comes on and perform. Now Nas had just put out the Illmatic shit. And, you know, people looked at Pac at the time in New York as, like, kind
next
of a West Coast nigga. But the nigga was, he was an East Coast
he's
nigga.
He's from the East Coast originally. He was born.
Maryland, wow. He was, his mother used to rock around Allway.
Mm-hmm.
So he had deep ties around Allway.
Wait,
like, deep ties. Like, his mother was, you know, Black Panther. They had a Black Panther set up around Allway. Joanne Chestnut, all that, you know what I'm saying? So he had deep ties around the way. So anyway, the nigga ran on stage. You know, niggas was hot. The niggas looking, niggas was booing him. He was like, fuck it, you know. He was with niggas from around our way on stage.
On stage.
Yeah.
Stretching them niggas.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm
so,
on
the so then, it got a little ugly.
Right.
So
the funny part, though.
But when, but here's the thing. Pac saw Ali. Ali was tight.
Ali
and shouts out to what's her name who does the Sauce?
Benzino.
Yeah, shouts out to Benzino. That he's always treated me with respect. I saw some shit floating online. He was like talking about, oh, this nigga Q-Tip was crying, or Ali was crying. I didn't even see this nigga back. Nobody was crying.
That was
nigga
off was of our hot. Show.
Yes,
that was our show.
Our show.
That was on our
like,
show.
Okay, yeah. Wait, come on, B.
Wait, Benzino crying. Said what?
No, I don't know.
But it wasn't nothing. It wasn't crazy. It wasn't crazy.
No, I just wanted to be clear on what you said.
He was just saying the niggas was crying.
He told us. They told the story on our show. This story.
The stage and niggas was like teary eyed, whatever. It was kind of. It was stop. No, because I gotta go. Let me. And when I leave, y'all niggas can chop it up. But let me just have my piece. Thank you.
Thanks.
So, because I really do these shits, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah. So we on stage or whatever, and niggas was hot,
right.
Straight up, yeah. And we was mid-obbed up yeah. out there.
You had Newpoc at the time, or
yeah,
had,
okay.
It was all cool there.
Okay, okay, continue. Cool. I'm sorry.
So, we. Trying to get to this nigga, trying to see what it was. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So Ali is with his Brooklyn niggas or whatever. He would have. We with
Ali.
Whole, I mean, Ali was with Brooklyn. We was with our whole fucking crew. Everybody was trying to see what that was. And we had a little incident. Me and a couple of my niggas. I had to go sit down. You know what I'm saying? At the fucking Tombs for a couple nights, whatever. That's what it is.
Q-Tip being locked up?
I mean, nigga.
Q-Tip was in the bed.
I mean, my nigga, look. Anyway, let's continue. So we sit down, whatever. Ali saw Pac. Pac was like, yo, I never meant no disrespect to y'all. I love y'all niggas. Are you crazy?
Facts.
That was just da-da-da-da-da. Buster hit me, and Buster was like, yo, you coming to L.A., right? Because you told me you was coming to L.A. And I was like, yeah. He was like, yo, I spoke to the nigga Pac. When you get out of here, let's all sit down. I was like, cool. They was at the St. James Apartments. I hit Bus. Bus was like, we over here now smoking, whatever, drinking, whatever the nigga Pac wants. I was like, of course. So we went over there. We all fucked up. And Pac was like, come on, nigga. You know, come on. It's me and you. I love you, my nigga.
Is this
like,
pre-Death Row Pac or post?
Yeah, this is pre-Death Row Pac.
It's a difference.
This is when I was shooting High Learning at the time.
Yeah. Okay.
And Omar, I was, yeah, this before, this before, this is during the same time.
This before everything.
Frame. No. This is during the same time frame when he went and popped the two off-duty police in Atlanta.
Right.
So me, Omar Epps, Little Daddy Shane, was staying in
the St. James.
Yeah, there's fully rented apartments because we were shooting a movie. And at the time, what's the light brown eye dude that used to be on BET, son?
AJ?
Johnny Simpson.
There you go.
When Pac got with Kamal, he told me he wanted to speak to him because he knew that I was the closest thing to Q-Tip at the time. So when he talked to me, he was just explaining to me, because back then, niggas was performing off of DAT tapes. So when you perform off of DAT tape, it ain't like the fucking instant replay. It ain't like the Serato. It ain't like none of these
you
other
gotta rewind
shits.
It, literally.
If a nigga press play,
it's going.
You have to rap because you're going to lose your placement.
Exactly.
So he was saying the person that was assigned to trigger his DAT tape pressed play while they was dealing with their acceptance speech.
Right, and he had to go.
He had to go. So it looked like he just was on some fuck day acceptance speech.
Exactly.
I'm just going to come out here and rhyme over these niggas. And he said to me personally, that was not what, that had nothing to do with me. He was like, I would never diss Tribe. As a matter of fact, I want to do a public truce on BET.
Yeah, he wanted to do that, yep.
Wow.
Yep.
So they came together to clarify and organize the public truce on BET. And unfortunately, he passed before that got to happen.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of shit passed on before we actually got to get that right. But it was never nothing.
Because we know you got to go.
Always
yeah, bro, I got to give you one
come
more.
On. Come on.
Now, how did you feel when these two little Queens dudes come to you? Prodigy and half, and then they come to you, and then you say, "Y'all niggas is great, but let me shape and mold it a little better." Because we had Havoc on Drink Champs.
Yeah.
He said that personally.
Yeah,
he said we had the album, we had it,
almost done, but we wanted to see the legend. And you tweaked their album.
Yeah,
Squad. And they made a Drink Champs classic on, you know, the song, The Henny Joint.
Oh, The Henny Joint.
Yeah,
no.
A classic.
That was crazy because the first time we met there was me and Ali, right? We was up at
Ali Shahid.
Rush. Ali Shahid, shout out.
Rush, man. Are you talking about 160 Barrett?
We were 298 Elizabeth. Elizabeth.
Oh, I've never been there. I
that's the old.
That's when Chris Lighty was a management rep for Rush Management.
Yeah, I was around.
So we in there, shit. Me and Ali doing whatever. So we see the two little kings in there, shit, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And there was a brother that worked in there. Uh-huh. You know, real diligent brother, whatever, whatever. And having P must have been about. How old was they when they put out the first Hit It From The Back? No.
Project Hit It From The Back.
That album?
17?
With Project
They must have been about 15. Yo. 16.
Yeah. It was mad young.
It was mad.
The very first one. It was like 15. Cool.
Yeah,
so it was right there, right?
Yeah, when you did.
Yeah, when I was fucking with them. Yeah. So it was right there. So they young and shit.
Nas already out.
No,
it's premiere.
Project Hallway. All those joints.
Seasons in the ground.
What?
All and premiere executive produced that project.
They all about to sprout up. Okay. All Seasons in the ground.
Yeah. So. We at Rush.
This nigga called.
I think it's Eric, it's right, Wop?
Yo, your name is Guru.
It was Eric, right? No.
Eric.
You're the guru.
Huh?
Eric Blamaville?
Yeah, there you go. Eric Blam. Yeah, that's Trey Wop right there. So we.
Trey Wop.
So we in there, we see them niggas, and P had the joint. He was that's fucking terrible. With it in the office.
He wasn't shooting nobody with Eric, team.
But he hit him. It was, you know, it let off. Yeah, no doubt. It let off by accident and the niggas sweat.
In the office?
Yeah, I mean,
yo, he over there going off.
He gave me the alley.
My nigga. So, man, I'm just telling you, I'm not, nigga. Like, I'm just saying what it is. So, boy, he's like, you stupid, nigga.
I'm sorry.
So that's what it was. That's how we first met the nigga. That's when we first met them, though. Honestly. So, after that, like a year or two transpired or whatever, and then they reached out Scott Free and Matty C and Loud reached out and was like, yo, they really want to sit with you, and then we got, and then I heard a lot of this shit and I was like, yeah, I could fix this here and do this, and they wanted more beats, so we just sat in and we went over the whole album and we just pieced it together. We cut some of the fat off, we linked it down, we shaped it up, got the sound right and shit. Which didn't really need much because Havoc is a motherfucker.
Havoc's a fucking monster. Let's big up Havoc.
Let's get it clear.
We love you,
Havoc. I don't want niggas to think that I came in and fucking did.
No, but he bigged you up.
Be clear.
Let me tell you what he said.
That nigga Havoc?
He's a monster.
Havoc said he had the whole album down packed, but he said, I needed to holler at Q-Tip to make sure. Because, you know, I don't know if you realize this, and I'm going to say it to your face. You are the East Coast Dr. Dre. Wow. And if you don't realize that, I'm going to just tell you. I've been said that about you. But when I heard that new album, I reiterated.
You see why I'm looking at you, nigga?
I reiterated.
Yo.
And I don't use big words like that.
He is, yo.
Excuse me.
Right.
The prophet needs to just... Let the manifestation of the prophecy transpire in my absence.
Yes.
I shall return.
All right. Listen. Tip, I don't know if you know, but you are the East Coast Dr. Dre. And yeah. you got to claim.
And we ain't even talk about Jay Dilla. Exactly.
It's all good. I mean,
you got to go.
Dre is a nigga that
wins. No, you are.
Like, I said it before.
But no, sit down. Just say it where you sit down.
But the nigga Dre, and then I gotta really make it. So the nigga Dre did the Straight Outta Compton shit. So me and Ali, shout out DJ Scratch, big bro right here.
DJ Scratch, legend.
EPMD and all that. You know what I'm saying?
What's the model?
It's gone.
So
Buster took the bottle.
No, this is the bottle.
What bottle are you looking for?
Tiger Bone's right there.
Before I go, you're not gonna send me one.
Nah, I'll take another one.
Bones, you're gonna send me one. Right?
Yes.
So,
go ahead. Keep
Dre, when Dre did Straight Outta Compton, me and Ali used to ride around listening to that shit crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? We was New York niggas. We would be listening to Ghetto Boys, Willie D's, Scarface, early, and NWA early. We'd be around. Them niggas would be like, yo, what's that your niggas listening to? Straight Outta Compton.
I'm cutting you off.
So, wait. I just got to say this. Because the niggas shit made me think about Low End Theory. And then the nigga would be like, yo, when you did that shit made me think about the Chronic.
So I'm always just,
that's like my...
Yeah.
Like, well, I just want you to know, you know what I'm saying?
To us,
it's real.
That's amazing. East Coast Dr. Dre. And the thing about it is, what we want you to do,
sir,
as a fan,
sir,
I want you to do a track for A Boogie. Mm. I want you to do a track for Young M.A.
Yes.
Oh. I want you to do a track for the young generation.
Yes.
And you bring them and you teach them.
That's just a track.
You don't really have to guide them.
I want to fuck with this nigga Don Q. Where you at?
Yeah, Don.
Get at me, young nigga. Let's go.
As a New York hip hop, because I don't rhyme no more, but I'm going to get a Q-tip beat.
Well, let's go.
I'm getting fucking. You going to give me a beat, nigga. You gave me a half-ass joint.
Wait.
It was dope, but I felt like you wanted my vocals first. But I was like, yo, nah, nigga, you want to give me a Benita Applebone? I'm dyslexic. You think I can let me get away with it? Listen, my brother.
That's how we do it. You got to let him cook. You should have did it. That's how he
cooked. I know. That's what Pharrell used to do to me. So that's how I knew how Pharrell got it from. Listen, it's nothing more. I want to respect you, brothers. I love the album you brothers put together.
Man.
I love how you stuck together through thick and thin. I know there's fucking befuddles and befuddleries that came along with that. Yeah. But guess what? We ain't going to talk about that because that's not what we do here at Drink Champs. At Drink Champs, we celebrate our niggas. Consequence, I don't know what kind of glasses those are, but I need to borrow them at some point. Those is fly. I don't know. Let me see. Let me check you out. Yo, come on.
What time is it? Just give me a time.
These are nice. I don't know what those are.
I got those.
All right, but Ted, listen.
I love you, thank you so much,
my brother. Hey, we're gonna say goodbye to your fans. You can't just walk away.
Tribe Quest, we up in.
Yes. R.I.P. Five Dog. You already know.
Five Dogs, Malik Taylor.
Sure. We love you. I got a shout out Roots too. Fife's manager.
Shouts out to Roots. Roster Roots in here. T.I.
You know what I'm saying?
He held my nigga down.
Yeah, he held me down.
Crazy. Yeah, just did Jimmy Kimmel.
Big Move.
Yeah,
Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, just did.
Saturday
Night Live.
Yep, no doubt.
Tell them niggas, man.
Yeah,
I got 5 million niggas. Listen, I'm making five people.
No. Don't be modest.
Fife Dawg went out.
Fife Dawg, rest in peace.
Fife Dawg, rest in peace.
Yo, thank y'all so much. I apologize. I kept y'all long.
No.
We celebrate hip hop here.
This is what
we
do.
We will keep it going. Don't worry about it.
It's just me, my nigga.
But you definitely smashed Janet Jackson. I gotta shake your hand again. Was it wonderful like I thought it would be? Was it wonderful? Come on, look at Mike Boog. He violated Mike Boog.
All right, I have to go now.
It was wonderful, right? It was wonderful, right?
Me and Penny.
That was my girl, buddy.
Penny, you had a lot of good girls. You had a lot.
Yo, I want one wife.
Do you miss Penny?
Huh?
Do you miss Penny?
No, she's good. She got a life.
Keep her as Penny, though, man.
That was the hardest answer, because I don't even know that. I love you. We got to take one picture.
Hey, yo, Haz, hold up one second. Want to let everybody know they could check us at drinkchamps.com. Follow us at Drink Champs on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Check Nori out at The Real Noriega on Instagram, at Noriega on Twitter, and New Year Nori on Snapchat. You can check me, DJ EFN, at Who's Crazy Instagram, at DJ EFN on Twitter, at Who's Crazy on Snapchat. Make sure you follow the team, our visual media manager, Rich Blanco, at Rich_Blanco on Instagram and Twitter. Our engineer, Hazardous Sounds, at Hazardous Sounds on Instagram and Twitter. Our photographer, Big Drain, at Drain on Instagram and at Big Drain on Twitter. Our graphic artist, AKZ, at AKZ916 on Instagram and Twitter. Also, shout out the whole CBS Play.it team. Follow them at PlayIt on Twitter. And make sure you grab yourself some Drink Champs shirts, shot glasses and cups and all that merch at DrinkChamps.com or check our homies at 8and9.com. Head over to iTunes and pick up the singles For the Win, Moguls, and Petty, as well as the Drunk Uncle project from Nori. Also, my album, Another Time, is out now, available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or physicals at crazyhood.com. Check Hazardous Sounds project, Save the Culture, and you can check that at hazardoussounds.com or check it on all digital platforms. Also, look out for Nori's cooking show coming very soon and my coming home Vietnam film, which you can see the previous films about Haiti, Cuba, and Peru currently on Revolt TV. Shout out the whole Drink Champs Army. We really appreciate your support, and we out of here.
Find all your favorite movies and shows faster with Xfinity. Just speak into the X1 voice remote to search across live TV, on demand, even Netflix and Prime Video. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Switch to Xfinity today and get a great offer. You'll enjoy Xfinity X1, which gives you access to your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, YouTube, and now Prime Video. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit the store today to learn more. Restrictions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.